The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Dan Betts, CEO of Hummingbird Resources. HUM is ticker there. Dan, thanks for joining me.
Morning, Justin. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too. And let's hope this year is a bit better than last year. I know it's hard work in the markets for small and micro-cap stocks the last 6 months, but onward and upward. I mean, you're keeping busy. You've done a Caruso update this morning. We'll dig into that. Lots of detail there. Before we do, as always, Dan, for people not familiar, just give us a broad summary of what Hummingbird's all about, if you could.
Okay, yeah, sure. Hummingbird's a gold mining company with a producing asset called Yanfolila in Mali. We're building a second mine in Guinea that will take our production to circa 230 or 240,000 ounces a year. And we have a third project in Liberia that is being developed with a joint venture partner. So in total, we have three projects with circa 6.5-7 million ounces of gold across the portfolio.
Excellent stuff. Okay, like I said, detailed update on Caruso. Construction begins, ongoing high-grade drilling data received. Dan, can you run through some of the key highlights of this, please?
Yeah, sure. So I think, as you say, it's been a tricky 12 months for us, and we've been beset by a number of operational challenges, and performance has not been great at our mine in Yanfolila. But I think the point of this announcement is to really stress that there's a lot more to Hummingbird than the single asset at Yanfolila, and we're in the middle. We've now started construction. We've got circa 250 people at site at Caruso, and construction is full steam ahead. Long lead items have been bought. You know, the construction has started. We're doing clearing and grubbing of the ground. Dewatering teams have arrived. Camp preparation is well underway. I think Monty's got some good visuals that can be posted on the website to show progress. And, we're very optimistic about the way that asset is developing. I think one thing I'd like to draw attention to in the release today is a number of the drill results that have come out. During 21, we drilled 24,000 metres at Caruso. This was targeted mainly to increase confidence in the resources and to produce reserves and increase those reserves. We did announce maiden reserves in 2021, and we're looking to upgrade these reserves in Q2 this year. Most of this drilling is infill drilling for that purpose, to increase confidence as opposed to extensional drilling. But I think the results are pretty outstanding, and we're quite confident that, you know, the maiden reserve will be increased. I should say there's two main deposits at Caruso. There's the Koi Koi pit and there's the King Keen pit. All the drilling released in this relates to the Koi Koi pit, which is where the maiden reserves were released. So hopefully that gives you a bit of insight, Justin.
Yeah. And, you know, looking at it, some materials for high-grade intervals, they're being seen again in this release. And this is the third drilling release from Caruso. So what does this mean, Dan, in general, you know, for this asset?
Well, I think it means that the resource is high grade and we're getting increasing confidence with every drill hole. I mean, holes like 24 metres at 5 grams and, you know, the number of other hits in sort of the double digit grade category, they're extremely encouraging. And I think the thing about Caruso is the potential for further discovery as well. I mean, obviously the focus last year was on producing reserves and increasing our confidence in the known resources. But what we really want to do this year is to showcase the potential to expand those resources and reserves and take the project towards a 10-year mine life. Mm-hmm. I think they're very positive indeed.
Yeah. In the RNS today, you know, the Economic Community of West African States has imposed sanctions on Mali. It's in response to the government of Mali's proposed timetable to hold elections. I know it's a recent release there, but what's your initial thoughts there, Dan?
Well, I mean, it's typical, isn't it, Justin? We sort of bring out this announcement, which is all about positive progress in Guinea, and then sort of late last night on Sunday, we get told that ECOWAS imposed sanctions on Mali. I mean, the bottom line is it's not good news. I mean, it's never good news to have sanctions imposed, and I'm sure it will cause us logistical and operational challenges in terms of supply chain. To be honest, Justin, I'm not totally sure yet. I mean, the team's working on mitigating plans, how we can get supplies, reagents, people, movement of cash, gold. I mean, it's unclear at this stage what and how things will be affected. But what I would say is we've been here before, and Mali obviously is very keen to support the mining industry now more so than ever, because it will need the foreign currency and produced from the gold sales. So I'm sure that we'll be able to work our way through it. And it's just, you know, I'm afraid it's one of those risks associated with working where we work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at the moment, it's just uncertainty, I suppose, it plays on people. And obviously, time will bring more transparency there. But so let's talk about Caruso again then. So in terms of, you know, news flow, what can you expect from Caruso?
Well, I mean, obviously, we're now in sort of full-scale construction, so the news flow on that will be coming thick and fast, and we'll be trying to, you know, really provide a lot of sort of visual and social media updates on things as they happen. But, I mean, you know, long lead items and material things arriving at site. We'll be continuing to release news about drilling updates, because we still, you know, we've still got 10,000 meters, I think, to come from the lab from last year's drill campaign. So that's a lot of data to still collate and bring out. We're looking to update our resources and reserves across the group, not just at Caruso, in Q2, and that should include underground reserves and hopefully mine life extensions at Yanfolila from our exploration program this year. And of course, we anticipate our joint venture partner Pasofino completing their DFS at our Liberian project, which I think will be a material event in terms of showcasing value and a step forward there. So I think, you know, we're busy on a lot of fronts, and I think that there's a lot of exciting stuff ahead. If you look where Hummingbird's valuation and share price is, I mean, if we can stabilize production at Yanfolila and showcase increased mine lives and good grade at Caruso, I think there's just tremendous upside from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's have a summary in 3 points, if we could, then, Dan. For people listening, I think there's an opportunity here and lots going on, but not yet following the story. Give them 3 quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Hummingbird to their watch list, please.
Well, if you believe in gold, we're a producer, and we're very leveraged to the gold price. So that's one reason. The other reason is we've got a lot of internal catalysts for growth, be it at Yanfolila itself and the development of underground, be it at Caruso or be it at Liberia. So the company has many more strings to its bow than just one asset. And I think that'll probably do us for now, Justin.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. And gold, I mean, it takes a while to move, doesn't it? Once it starts moving, though, it goes for a long time. It seems to be forming a nice sort of support level around that 1,800 bucks level. So I think it could be moving higher, you know. Who knows when, though, but I see Bitcoin selling off, called digital gold, which is very odd, because I think most people now, if they actually buy gold, it's in a digital form anyway. So gold is digital gold. But Dan, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. Thanks a lot.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.